The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whoa.
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 Whoa. Whoa.
No, 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 it's
whoa.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that puts Brad Pitt and George Newbern in the same category of success. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Maggie, the trash can, Sheely.
I'm laying my competition to waste.
Megan, Big Fun McCafferty.
What's your damage? I'm your damage.
And Jill, the Mouth Marino.
I've been training for this my whole life. Nobody puts baby in a corner, and there's no crying in baseball. So drink your juice, Shelby, and let's do this.
Hello to all our players, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is our third off-season special of this chunk with our friends, very special guests from the Listen to Sassy podcast. So today's content is all about the pop culture of the Sassy era of Sassy magazine. That's going to be 1988 to 1994 with the ethos and great, great movies, TV, music, and all the pop culture from those years. Which means, with us today, in the guest score master position filling in for Dan Cancino, it's Listen to Sassy's own Tara Ariano. Welcome, Tara.
Hi, Taylor. I'm so happy to be here today assisting with this special game, and I'm sure everyone is prepared and no one had a brain tumor for breakfast.
I did not, so I think we're good. And also joining us today, returning from her stint in season two, playing alongside the Fug Girls, here she is joining us as our special guest production master, also from the Listen to Sassy podcast, it's production master Pam Ribbon. Hiya, Pam.
Hey, how are you doing?
This is my kind of smack talk here. I've gotten every joke.
Well, hopefully our players will get every joke and everything else as we get into our first game, a round of My Champion. In this game, each of our players has chosen a champion from somewhere out in the world of pop culture. We, however, choose the battle that those champions are fighting. Reluctant Pensatuckian Maggie Sheehy, who is your champion today?
My champion is Captain Meryl Stubing of The Love Boat, of course.
Teen angst aficionado Megan McCafferty, who have you got for your champion?
My champion is Veronica Sawyer from Heathers.
And serial volunteer and unread books collector, Jill Marino. Who have you got?
My champion is Gordy LaChance from Stand By Me.
Three fantastic champions all locked in. Pam and Tara, for the first time ever, are going to be co-judges for My Champion today. So let's see what their judgment holds as we spin the scenario wheel. Today's scenario, who is most likely to be featured in the Sassy Poems, Thoughts, and Facts feature, Stuff You Wrote? Maggie, why is Meryl Stubing of The Love Boat going to be featured in Stuff You Wrote?
Well, of course, he had to keep a captain's log as the captain of Love Boat, so there must be a lot of salacious information in there because he was hooking up with a new woman every cruise once a week. So I think that he would have a lot of interesting information and something that sassy readers would be interested in because it's a little salacious.
And Megan, why is Veronica Sawyer from Heather's going to be in Stuff You Wrote?
To quote Veronica Sawyer, "My teen angst BS has a body count." She is a wordsmith. I mean, anybody who accessorizes her Dear Diary writing kimono with a monocle is clearly an artiste. She's not only adept at expressing her own tumultuous feelings in relatable prose, but she expertly channels the voices of Heather Chandler, Ram, and Kurt in their forged suicide notes that made them far more sympathetic in death than they ever were in life. And that is why Veronica Sawyer would be in Stuff You Wrote.
Compelling words from Megan. Jill, how about Gordy LaChance from Stand By Me?
We all knew that Gordy was going to be a great writer someday, and he did become a great writer. Barfarama would slay in Stuff You Wrote. The level of detail, the angst. We already know that Sassy needed to work on their fat shaming issues at that time, so I think it would have fit right in. He is a captivating storyteller, keeps everyone around the fire, waiting on his every last word. And even though he's a boy, I think he would have definitely submitted to Sassy. He'd be submitting everywhere once he got his confidence from Chris.
I honestly have no idea which way this is going to go. I'm going to throw it to Tara and Pam to talk it out and determine our My Champion winner.
For me, this was obvious. As much as I appreciate he wrote a captain's log and he got on with a lot of ladies, I'm going to eliminate Captain Steubing. So I think this comes down to our two canonical writers, Veronica Sawyer and Gordy LaChance. I mean, the monocle detail is very Stuff You Wrote. The question is, would Veronica have submitted to Stuff You Wrote? I think no. She writes, but she writes in a diary. It's not meant for publication, whereas Gordy, in addition to being, as Jill said, he would submit everywhere, he is also by far the most emo of everyone on that has been offered up for a choice. So for me, Gordy is the answer. What do you think, Pam?
Well, I feel like Captain Steubing might submit under a pseudonym
yeah.
as a teenage girl.
And sure.
But that was not raised as an issue. as a point. So, again, monocle alone is very Stuff You Wrote. Like, she's wearing the right outfit for Sassy, but
yes.
I feel like Veronica Sawyer doesn't read Sassy because Veronica Sawyer is going to be what Sassy's copping, and she just is too cool for school on this.
Mm-hmm.
And she would never say Groove Ox. So, Gordy LaChance, this whole story is a Stuff You Wrote
yep.
that he wrote that he will submit one day piece by piece. And his friend is River Phoenix. So for that, I am going to say it is Gordy LaChance for me.
Yay!
Our judges are in agreement. So that means, Jill, you are our My Champion winner.
Thank you.
Woo!
That means you get a crack at the half point.
Ooh, okay.
Jill, if you answer this question correctly, you'll have a half a point to your name to start the game. Here is your half point question. In the September 1992 issue, the Eat This column featured two recipes, tuna tacos from Kim Gordon and banana Nilla wafer sandwiches from Thurston Moore. What band were Moore and Gordon in?
I know this. Follow her on Instagram. I've watched two documentaries recently with her in them. And my son listens. All that's coming to my mind is the Pixies, but I don't think that's right.
The Pixies are the other cool band with a bass player named Kim Deal. But Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore are the former husband and wife members of Sonic Youth.
Yes. Gosh, darn it. Yep.
Well, you may have missed the half point, Jill, but you will get to go first in round one, Spot the Sassy.
All right, let's do it.
Sassy was far from the only source for young women looking for answers to their most pressing concerns, but we'd like to think that they had an identifiable take on the issues of the day. In this game, we'll put that to the test by asking you to pick out a sassy headline from Pretenders to the Throne. I'll read you three phrases. One is a headline from an issue of Sassy, one is the name of a Lifetime original movie, and one is the title or subtitle of an ABC after-school special. You have to spot the sassy. For instance, if I read you the phrases, terrible things my mother told me, undercover cheerleader, and one girl against the patriarchy, you'd know that the sassy headline was
one girl against the patriarchy.
Absolutely. With Terrible Things My Mother Told Me being an ABC After School special and Undercover Cheerleader being the Lifetime movie. That right answer gets you 10 points. Now, whether you get it correct or not, you'll have one more chance to spot the sassy. I'll read you a question that's either a sassy headline or something that Carrie Bradshaw wondered in Sex and the City. If you can tell me which one is the sassy, I'll give you another 5 points. I'm going to start with our My Champion winner, Jill. Here are your first three headlines. The Day My Kid Went Punk, What It's Really Like to Date a Rock Star, and True Confessions of a Hollywood Starlet.
What It's Really Like to Date a Rock Star, I think.
Yes, with The Day My Kid Went Punk being a 1987 after-school special and True Confessions of a Hollywood Starlet being a 2008 Lifetime movie. Still for Jill, is this sassy or Carrie Bradshaw? The question is it still possible to believe in love at first sight?
That's Carrie Bradshaw.
The full 15, strong start to the round for Jill. Next, let's kick it to Megan. Tattle, : when to tell on a friend, Fugitive at 17, and What Jail Is Like for Girls.
I'm going to go with What Jail Is Like for Girls. Yes!
Well done. Tattle, When to Tell on a Friend is the after-school special, and Fugitive at 17 is a 2012 Lifetime movie. Now, is this sassy or Carrie? The question is, do you have the guts to cut?
I have never watched an episode of Sex and the City. I'm proud of that fact. So I'm going to go with, that is a sassy line.
Another full 15 to start it out. Let's see if Maggie can keep it going. Your first set of headlines are, How Far Will You Go to Be Cool? Getting Even, : A Wimp's Revenge, and The Hazing Secret.
I need to go with the first one as a sassy headline.
How Far Will You Go to Be Cool? Absolutely. Getting Even is the after-school special, and The Hazing Secret is the Lifetime movie. Now, is it sassy or Carrie? Your question. Is it love, like, or lust?
I think that's sassy.
Three perfect answers for each of our contestants so far. Let's next go back to Jill. We've got Toxic Love, : When Passion Turns to Poison, It's No Crush, I'm in Love, and The Deadly Look of Love.
Last two are similar. I'm going to go with the middle one, the It's No Crush, I'm in Love.
Unfortunately, that is the ABC after-school special starring a little baby Cynthia Nixon in 1983. The Deadly Look of Love is the Lifetime, so the sassy headline is Toxic Love, When Passion Turns to Poison. Still, you get the follow-up, though, Jill. The question is, can you be friends with an ex?
Oh, that's Carrie. 100% Carrie Bradshaw.
4 or 5
I think it was
points.
Aiden.
Next up,
Megan, Aiden is a man's character name from Sex and the City, the show
Thank
that's
you.
On HBO.
You know what's sad? I know a lot of it just from being in the zeitgeist, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell Dave, it's how I know Star Wars. Yeah.
Next up to Megan, your three headlines are Supermom's Daughter, The Secret Sex Life of a Single Mom, and Teenage Mothers Get On With Their Lives.
First of all, I would watch all of these Lifetime movies. They sound great. I'm going to go with the third one as the sassy.
Correct. Teenage Mothers Get On With Their Lives. Supermom's Daughter is the after-school special, a 1987 movie with Marissa Tomei. And the other one, Secret Sex Life of a Single Mom, is a 2014 Lifetime movie.
Teenage Mothers Get On With Their Lives sounds like Tara wrote the title.
There is no comma after the word mothers, but if there was, then it's definitely as though Tara wrote the title.
Teenage Mothers, get on with it!
Still for Megan, is this sassy or Carrie? Your question, are we the new Bachelors?
Oh, that's Carrie.
With the confidence of someone who's never seen Sex in the
never
City.
Seen an
Classic Carrie.
Next up to Maggie, your three headlines are The Surrogacy Trap, Girls with Kids Tell It Like It Is, and Daddy, I'm Their Mama Now.
I would go with Girls with Kids Tell It Like It Is.
Yes. Absolutely. With The Surrogacy Trap being a 2013 Lifetime movie, and Daddy, I'm Their Mama Now, also known as The Night Swimmers, was a 1982 after-school special. Your follow-up, Sassy versus Carrie, is Two Boyfriends at Once, : Worth the Ulcers?
I think that's a sassy headline.
Yes, correct. Next up to Jill, your three headlines are Me and My Hormones, Stranger with My Face, and A Girl with Multiple Personalities.
I think I'm going to go with the first one, Me and My Hormones, because honestly, it doesn't sound like a very good after-school special or Lifetime movie.
Me and My Hormones is indeed a 1996 after-school special. Stranger with My Face is a 2009 Lifetime movie, which means A Girl with Multiple Personalities is the sassy headline. Your Sassy versus Carrie follow-up, the question is, can we date outside our cast?
Cast with an E.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Carrie again on that one.
Yes. To Megan. Migrant Farming Sucks, Two Girls Stories, Montana Crossroads, and Homeless to Harvard.
I know Homeless to Harvard is a movie. I'm going to go with Migrant Farming Sucks as a sassy. Yeah, I actually kind of remember it now, yeah.
Montana Crossroads being that after-school special, and Homeless to Harvard, the Liz Murray story, is a 2003 Lifetime movie starring Thora Birch. All right, Megan, you still get a Carrie versus Sassy follow-up. The question, can you ever really escape your past?
I'm going to go with Carrie on that one, too. Yes.
Getting all the Sex in the City ones, Megan. It's very impressive.
Little did I know this was my wheelhouse.
She couldn't help but wonder. Maybe she did see an episode or two.
And our last Stop the Sassy going into our first score break is going to be for Maggie. Your three headlines are The Party Never Stops, : Diary of a Binge Drinker, The Late Great Me, : The Story of a Teenage Alcoholic, or A Night in the Life of a Junkie.
Oh, wow. I think I need to go with A Night in the Life of a Junkie.
Yes, with The Party Never Stops being a 2007 Lifetime movie and The Late Great Me, a 1979 after-school special.
I read the book of The Late Great Me, which, like, I don't know if the special was based on it or if it was a novelization, but I read it so many times for some reason when I was a kid, and I still remember that her drink of choice was scotch and milk.
Oh. What?
Of choice, not necessity.
Well, I guess it started as one and became the other.
You still get one more sassy or Carrie. The question is there sex in cyberspace?
Wow, that's interesting. Since there was not really an internet when Sassy was around, I'll go with Carrie.
That was indeed a sassy headline. And that'll take us into our first update on the scores from Scoremaster Tara.
Very strong round for everyone. Jill has 25 points, Maggie has 40, and Megan is in the lead, as I said, perfect so far with 45.
All right, let's see if our players can keep it up with our next Spot the Sassy for Jill. Your three possibilities are, it isn't easy being a teenage millionaire, Murder in the Hamptons, and McFinals Week at Hamburger U.
So the second one definitely sounds like it's a Lifetime movie, so I'm going to cross that one out. I am going to go with Finals Week at Hamburger U.
Yes, you're spot on about Murder in the Hamptons being a Lifetime movie, and It Isn't Easy Being a Teenage Millionaire is that after-school special. Now for Sassy versus Carrie, the question is, does it suck to be you?
sometimes. I think it's a sassy.
Absolutely. Nice job, Jill. Next to Megan. Please don't hit me, Mom. This teen suicide was murder, with suicide in quotes, and my life as a dead girl.
I'm going to go with this teen suicide in quotes was murder.
Yes, with Please Don't Hit Me, Mom being a 1981 after-school special with Patty Duke and Sean Astin, of all people, and My Life as a Dead Girl, a 2015 Lifetime movie.
They're actual mother and son. Mm-hmm. That makes it, yes. That's a level of creep to
That's
it.
How she got away with hitting him.
That's how she got him to do the movie. Yes.
A disturbing scenario not seen until many years later when Jennifer Love Hewitt killed her actual husband on 911.
Amazing. Still, Megan, is this sassy or Carrie Bradshaw? The question, when the hell did dating become so dump friendly?
So dump friendly? That's the question? That's
dump
Carrie.
Hyphen friendly. Yes.
Physically, if I get like a visceral reaction, it's Carrie.
Really, all this game is doing is confirming your decision not to watch the show.
It's called the barometer.
Over to Maggie. Your three headlines are The Infinite Complexity of Your Fluffy Kitty, Breakup Nightmare, and Surviving a Breakup.
Oh my gosh. The first one.
The Infinite Complexity of Your Fluffy Kitty. Indeed, a sassy headline.
Why do I think it's not actually about a cat?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. A fluffy one.
Surviving a Breakup is a 1992 ABC After School special with Oprah and MC Hammer talking to Mayim Bialik and Tempest Bledsoe. And the other one, Surviving a Breakup, is a Lifetime movie. Maggie, you still get a sassy versus Carrie. The question, what's in that perfume bottle?
That's a sassy headline.
For another 5 points.
Carrie doesn't care what's in it.
One more round of sassy spotting per player. Next up for Jill. We've got Wanted, : the perfect guy, I'm a Geek, and The Psycho She Met Online.
All right, I think it's one of the first two. Which means it's probably the third one, but I'm going to go with Wanted, the perfect guy.
Unfortunately, that is the After School special from 1986 starring Ben Affleck and Madeline Kahn. The Psycho She Met Online is that Lifetime movie from 2017. I'm a Geek is the sassy headline. Jill, though, is it sassy or Carrie who wondered, do women just want to be rescued?
Oh, I think that's Carrie for sure.
For another 5. Next up to Megan, your 3 options are Inside the Head of a Teenage Schizophrenic, Lovesick, Secrets of a Sex Addict, and The Magical Mystery Trip Through Little Red's Head.
I have no idea what the third one means. I'm going to go with the first one, Inside the Head of a Teenage, or the Schizophrenic one.
Absolutely. The Magical Mystery Trip Through Little Red's Head is a 1974 after-school special, and Lovesick, Secrets of a Sex Addict is that Lifetime movie. Still for Megan, was it sassy or Carrie Bradshaw who wondered, do you need armpit hair to be a feminist?
that is definitely sassy.
Yes. Yes, for another 5.
Carrie doesn't have armpit hair.
And our last sassy spotting is for Maggie. We've got High School Narc, 911 Nightmare, and On Patrol with a Girl Cop.
I'm going to go with On Patrol with a Girl Cop.
Yes, for 10. High School Narc is the after-school special, and 911 Nightmare, also known as Dispatch, was a Lifetime 2016 movie. Now, Maggie, was it Sassy Magazine or Carrie Bradshaw who wondered, can there be sex without politics?
I'm going to go with Carrie on that one.
Unsure, but still got it. Unsure. A strong end to the round for Maggie. Next up, the scores from Tara and onward to round 2. Hey, everybody. Taylor here to tell you about our special Patreon content for this week. No Empty Studio episode on Friday, because this Sunday, September 26th at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, is going to be our next Game Shelf Decathlon. Join other listeners of the show along with our creators to play some games on Zoom. Divide into teams, get your trivia brains a-going, and enjoy time with very nice, cool people. These have been a super highlight of the time we've spent in the show so far. So please go to usaquizshow.com/membership to join up, and we hope to see you on Sunday.
After one round of play, it's time for the Zoltar Fortune-Telling Machine score break. The Zoltar Fortune-Telling Machine. You may think you wish you were big. You don't! Scores are as follows. Megan is in the lead with 75 points, Maggie just behind with 70, and Jill has 45. That means Jill gets to go first in round two.
It also means Jill's going to get a chance to make up some ground with the Threequalizer. Jill, I'm about to ask you a question that has three possible answers. You'll have three guesses to match as many of those answers as you can, with 10 points to you for each answer you can match. Your Threequalizer question is, which three original cast members of Beverly Hills 90210 made the cover of Sassy?
Shannon Doherty. Jenny Garth. And I'm going to go with I can't think of his last name. Dylan. Luke. Luke. Jason Priestley.
Good thing you couldn't pull Luke Perry, because Luke Perry was never on the cover of Sassy. The other one, though, was Tori Spelling.
Got it.
But sticking with people who are on the cover of Sassy, that's going to take us into round two, entitled The Sassiest Boys in America. Sassy generally didn't put guys on the cover, Jason Priestley, notable exception, but when they did, they had good reasons for doing so, and most of the guys who appeared or were mentioned on the cover of Sassy are still recognizable figures from pop culture today. In this game, I'll tell you about a guy who appeared on or was mentioned on the cover of an issue of Sassy, and you have to name the celebrity. So, if I told you that he was mentioned on the May 1996 cover, Sassy would have liked him because of those hot Calvin Klein ads, even if he didn't have a music career. There, you'd know we were talking about
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark Wahlberg. That would get you 30 points. Now, if you need more help, I can tell you about what he would have been talking about in interviews at the time, or even what he'd be talking about now. But you'll get 10 fewer points for each hint you get. You can guess after each hint, though, without penalty. We're going to start round two with Jill. Sassy would have liked him because of roles in the movies Legends of the Fall and Thelma and Louise, and they showed he was hot and he had range.
Brad Pitt.
For the full 30, Jill. Next up to Maggie. He was a brat packer who'd behaved badly but had turned his life around and was a sensitive guy of the 90s now.
Oh boy. I'll take a hint, please.
He'd be talking about his return to dramatic roles in movies like Contact and leaving his brat pack past behind.
I'll take one more hint.
These days, we'd hope he'd talk about that ghost hunting show he did with his kids, but 911 Lone Star would work too.
Rob Lowe.
For 10 points, Rob Lowe. Next up to Megan. Sassy would have liked him because in Reality Bites, he embodied the conflicts of Gen X over commercialism.
One of my faves, Ethan Hawke.
At the time, he would have been talking about his self-titled cult TV show with Janine Garofalo and Bob Odenkirk.
Ben Stiller. Rah.
The other Reality Bites boy, still for
Boo.
20 points to Megan.
Yeah, the bad one.
Really spit that name out.
Yeah.
Ben
Stiller. I would have guessed the exact
movie,
same
but,
thing.
Coming back to Jill. Sassy would have loved this guy's sensitive turn as the Prince Hal equivalent in a Gus Van Sant Shakespeare adaptation.
Leonardo DiCaprio. No, not Prince Hal. What am I talking about?
At the time, he would have been talking about moving from a defining comedic role to adult leading man status.
Can I? Yeah. It's not John Leguizamo, but I'm going to say John Leguizamo.
These days, he's in interviews talking about the fourth or maybe fifth movie in one of his two successful R-rated action franchises.
I got nothing. I suck.
Megan knows this one.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes, my own Private Idaho being that non-conventional Shakespeare adaptation. Next up to Maggie, which sassy boy is this? In addition to being an actor, while living in London, he attended the Perry House School in Chelsea and studied classical ballet.
I'll take a hint.
At the time, he would have been talking about his starring role in Chances Are, in which he played a reincarnated man who falls in love with his daughter from a previous life, played by Cybill Shepherd.
Gross. I'll take a hint.
These days, he's probably talking about Marvel movies, but would prefer not to talk about Doolittle.
I don't know. I'm blanking.
Jill, you know this one?
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
Correct. Next up to Megan. At the time, Sassy would have liked this guy because he was a politically tinged college rock star who wasn't afraid to push the boundaries of sexuality. What's not to like?
Kurt Cobain?
At the time, Losing My Religion wasn't out yet, but they were recording Out of Time at that point.
Michael Stipe from R.E.M. Jane's BFF.
Next up, back to Jill. He's a bad boy who dated Winona Ryder, Patricia Arquette, and Christina Applegate.
Christian Slater?
Full 30 for Jill. Over to Maggie. Hot dumb guy isn't always Sassy's type, but he was a very hot dumb guy on a fun sitcom.
Joey Lawrence?
No. It's whoa.
Whoa-y Lawrence.
Yes, for the full 30. Well done. Kicking it back to Megan. Sassy would have liked the way this guy leaned up against things, and it just made people swoon.
Jared Leto. I all I could think was Jordan Catalano. I was like, what's his name? Oh, I would have been so upset if I hadn't gotten that. Okay.
3 30-point answers in a row are going to take us into our next score update from Scoremaster Tara.
Well, this game just keeps getting closer. Maggie has 110 points. Jill has 125. Maggie remains in the lead with 145.
Ooh, I made up some ground.
See if you can make up some more, Jill. Identify this guy. He was part of what they called a, quote, dork celebrity jamboree, unquote.
Dork celebrity jamboree? Did I hear that right?
You did.
Oh, boy. Can I get a hint?
At the time, he was between starring roles in Encino Man and In the Army Now.
Brendan Fraser?
Today, he'd be talking about playing himself in the indie comedy How It Ends, or Entourage, or what it feels like to basically be a walking 90s reference.
Jeremy Piven?
Megan knows this one.
Oh, Maggie, you want to give it?
I think it's Pauly Shore.
Absolutely. Next up to Maggie. Sassy would have liked this guy because he's a very talented musician, and it's clear that the ladies love him.
I'll take a hint.
At the time, he would have been talking about his new album, 14 Shots to the Dome.
Oh, I'll take one more hint, please.
Today, in interviews, he's probably talking about his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and his continuing work on NCIS Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh, NCIS. Oh, is that LL Cool J?
The ladies love him, LL Cool J, for 10 points.
Yes.
Over to Megan. He's known for playing tough guys, but gave poignant performances in dramas like Immediate Family.
Oh, wow. Known for playing tough guys. I mean, this is going to be a total guess. Tough guys of the era. For playing tough guys, Immediate Family. Bruce Willis.
At the time, he would have talked about going from Platoon to lighter fare, like Remote Control.
Charlie Sheen.
Today, he might be talking about the possibility of another Entourage movie, maybe?
Kevin Dillon likes to garden.
one more sassy man on the cover per player. This one's for Jill. He's a bad boy, but he's damaged by his childhood. To quote, "When people call me a screaming two-year-old, they're right."
Bad boy damaged by his childhood. Screaming two-year-old. Charlie Sheen?
At the time, he would have been talking about the ongoing Use Your Illusion tour.
Yeah, I need another hint. My brain is broken.
Today, you can find him talking about stepping in as lead singer of AC/DC to help them finish a world tour.
Poor Jill. I'm so tortured.
That's going to be Guns N' Roses frontman Axl Rose. Ugh,
I think I tried to erase him from my brain. That's why I didn't come up with it.
Excuse me, Taylor. I believe that's W. Axl Rose.
I apologize. Next up to Maggie. He was a serious actor and a teen star. He can act from behind a mask. And he had just gotten a Drama Desk nomination for Our Town.
Eric Stoltz?
Correct, nice. For the full 30. And closing out round two with Megan. Sassy liked this boy because he moved from teen roles to moody, idiosyncratic ones.
I'm going to go. It's between one of two. My first guess is only because he was my like teen heartthrob, had the poster on the wall. River Phoenix. Dag.
At the time, he was talking about the end of his time on 21 Jump Street.
That was my second guess. Johnny Depp.
20 points to Megan to close out the round. Next up, another score break from Tara, and onward to the final round. Before we get to the last round of play, it's time for the home version. Listeners, see if you can correctly guess the answer to Tara's pop culture riddle by the time next week's episode comes out, and you can win the chance to name a score break here on the show. Take it away, Tara.
From Lawmen We Ran, helping out when we can, who needs good luck when you've got Starbuck? There's always a plan, but don't touch the van or the big guy will say that you suck.
Think you know the answer? Find the page for this episode at our website, usaquizshow.com, and show off that pop culture knowledge. Then, find the answer next week, a week from right now, on our social media pages or at USA Quiz Show on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks for that riddle, Tara. Now, how about the score updates into the final round?
After two rounds of play, it's time for the Peach Pit score break. The Peach Pit, home of the Mega Burger and so many free meals. Megan is in the lead with 175, Maggie just behind with 150, and Jill just behind her with 125. That means that Jill gets to go first in round three, and she will need 6 correct answers to move into first.
All right, that means it's time for the lightning round. In this round, players have their choice of categories and are each given 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as possible. 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Today's categories are Stuff Hughes Wrote, Listen Up, In the Attic, and You're Grounded. Now, those topics are a little bit mysterious from their name alone, so pick the thing you think you're going to do the best on, or perhaps you want to strategically keep something easy away from one of your fellow players. Jill, in third place, you get to choose first. Which of the four categories would you like? Once again, they are Stuff Hughes Wrote, Listen Up, In the Attic, and You're Grounded.
Listen Up. Why not?
You have a guess as to what's going on in this category, Jill?
Actors with big ears.
I wish. We should do that on a future episode. No, we're keeping it simple. This is going to be questions about the music of the sassy era.
Oh, all right.
90 seconds on the clock. The timer starts when I finish reading the first question. Jill, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Members of this rap group were charged with obscenity after a 1990 performance in Hollywood, Florida.
Naughty by Nature. No.
2 Live Crew. This REM lead singer's first name is actually John.
Michael Stipe.
The Love Shack's tin roof is described as being in this state.
Georgia.
Rusted. This Irish singer-songwriter sang Mandinka on Late Night with David Letterman.
Peter Gabriel?
Sinead O'Connor. The Red Hot Chili Peppers' Higher Ground is actually a cover of this artist.
Jimi Hendrix.
Stevie Wonder. This band headlined the first Lollapalooza in 1991 as part of its first farewell tour.
Pass.
Bauhaus members went on to form this band, who had a 1989 hit with So Alive.
Pass.
He hopes the Russians love their children too.
Sting.
If Ad Rock is the macaroni, the cheese is this River's Edge actress.
Ione Skye.
This Living Color hit includes snippets of speeches from Malcolm X, JFK, and FDR.
Pass.
Big Pig's Breakaway is best known for being in this 1989 sci-fi comedy. It's going to be Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
All right, Tara, let's hear the Jill report.
Not too many passes here. The band that headlined the first Lollapalooza in 1991 was Jane's Addiction. The band formed by former members of Bauhaus was Love and Rockets, and the Living Color hit that included snippets of speeches was Cult of Personality. Jill needed to get six right to pull into first place. Jill is right. She did not, but she did get three and finish the round with 155. Maggie is next. She will need to get three answers correct to move into first place.
All right, Maggie, you have three remaining category options on the board. They are Stuff Hughes Wrote, In the Attic, and You're Grounded.
I would like to go with In the Attic and think that it's about flowers in the attic, which is where I learned everything about sex.
That would have been a really good one.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go with You're Grounded.
Any guesses on this one?
Maybe something about bad teenagers.
Well, what do you do when you're grounded? You stay home and watch TV. So this is going to be about TV of the sassy era. 90 seconds on the clock. Maggie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
She was briefly moved to a supporting role on The Wonder Years when she got taller than Fred Savage.
Danica McKellar.
The Richard Grieco starring Booker was spun off from this show.
21 Jump Street.
She won a Golden Globe for acting on My So-Called Life.
Claire Danes.
This is how much of it Clarissa explains.
It all.
Lisa Bonet left this series after the first season, but it ran for five more.
A Different World.
This young doctor was gifted a computer on the condition that he journal in it.
Doogie Howser.
Steve Sanders would like to exchange this for directions to a rave.
An egg.
According to the title, this Ferris Bueller knockoff character can't lose.
Parker Lewis?
Burt Reynolds is uncredited as an alien dad on this sitcom.
Out of This World?
The series finale of this show featured a school burning down in the middle of a dance.
Pass.
Party of Five follows the lives of the orphaned children of this family.
Pass.
According to the opening rap, Will Smith was born and raised here specifically.
West Philadelphia.
Joey Lawrence's Blossom catchphrase of "Whoa" was originally a parody of this actor.
Pass.
Taj Mowry guests in three episodes of this series as three different characters. It's going to be the show that starred his older sister's sister. All right, let's hear the Maggie report.
Maggie had a great round, hardly any passes. The series finale featuring a school burning down in the middle of the dance was Degrassi Junior High. The orphaned children of Party of Five were the Salingers. And Joey Lawrence's Blossom catchphrase, "Whoa," was originally a parody of Keanu Reeves, apparently. Maggie needed to get three right to pull into first place. She got 10, and she's now in first place with 250. That means Megan will need to get 8 correct in order to win this game.
All right, Megan, two categories left on the board. They are Stuff Hughes Wrote and
in the attic?
I'm going to go with stuff Hughes wrote, hoping that it's about the movies of John Hughes.
You are spot on, Megan. This is all going to be about movies written
by John
Hughes.
This is mine to lose.
90 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Molly Ringwald and Anthony Michael Hall were both 16 when this Hughes film was released.
16 Candles.
This Red Heat actor starred in Curly Sue.
Pass.
John Candy had the title role in this 1989 John Hughes directed movie.
Uncle Buck.
His short story Vacation 58 became this 1985 movie.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
The burglars in Home Alone are better known by this nickname.
The Wet Bandits.
In Mr. Mom, he plays an engineer turned stay-at-home parent.
Michael Keaton.
Some Kind of Wonderful closes with Keith saying, "You look good wearing this."
My future.
There have been 7 installments of this family pet-based series created by Hughes.
Beethoven.
This Rocketeer star is rich girl Josie in Career Opportunities.
Pass.
In Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Steve Martin is trying to get to this city.
Pass.
In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, she played Sloane Peterson.
Ione Sky.
No. Mia Sara. Vanessa Angel took over for Kelly LeBrock in the TV version of this 1985 movie.
Weird Science.
Per a letter written by The Breakfast Club, Claire is a princess, Brian is a brain, and Allison is this.
A basket case.
She takes over as Audrey Griswold in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Juliette Lewis.
In The Great Outdoors, this Blues brother shared top billing with John Candy.
Dan Aykroyd.
Pretty in Pink takes its name from a song by this band.
The Psychedelic Furs.
Correct, but after the buzzer. All right, let's hear the Megan report.
Very few passes for Megan as well. The Red Heat star who also appeared in Curly Sue is Jim or James Belushi. The Rocketeer star who was in Career Opportunities is Jennifer Connelly. And the city Steve Martin was trying to get to in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Chicago.
Duh.
Megan needed to get 8 right. She got 11. Ooh. So that means our final standings are Jill with 155, Maggie with 250, and Megan, 285.
Yay!
Congratulations! Ooh,
Megan!
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is not sassy and 10 is sassy, I'd have to say 10. Sassy!
Congratulations, Megan. You have won our Listen to Sassy crossover special episode.
Thank you so much. This is a dream come true, a dream that I didn't know I had until a month ago when you announced it on air.
But before we go, we do want to find out where we can see more of each of today's fantastic players. Maggie, is there anything you'd like to plug or point our listeners to?
No, I don't have anything to plug. I think I'm just going to go back to sitting in front of the TV.
Well, listeners, if you like Maggie's presence, just listen to this episode again and up our downloads count as a result. It's great. And Jill, anything you'd like to plug?
I'm on Instagram as Jill Like That. I have a Twitter. It's the same as my Instagram, but you will find nothing there. So,
way to sell it, Jill.
And our big winner for today, Megan. What do you want to point our listeners towards?
Well, in keeping with the theme, I wrote a book called The Mall that is set entirely in a New Jersey mall in 1991. So check that out. Or I write books for young adults, so check those out too, I guess.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Really bad at
you guys are all doing unplugs. Just like, I really,
yeah, really bad.
This has been more than enough time with me.
MeganMcCafferty.com, or like my books are available at any booksellers, independent, major chains, but shop indie if you can.
Yes. And especially, I'm going to say from the booksellers I know, the supply chain right now is apparently a nightmare. So if you're shopping for Christmas, shop now. Mm-hmm. It'll really help out indie booksellers and authors.
Thank you, Megan. And thank you, Tara, for that extra bit of color on that plug. So before we go, again, want to say super thanks to Tara and Pam for joining us today and lending your expertise to the creation of these games. This was an absolute pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Taylor. You can hear our podcast, Listen to Sassy, every Tuesday, and you can find us online at listentosassy.com.
And join the Patreon, where you get Discord access and people talk about fun stuff. It's a good time. I've been enjoying it very much.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Next week, we are kicking off season 5 of the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show with a brand new crop of players ready to show their stuff. I have been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of absent Scoremaster Dan, present Scoremaster Tara, semi-absent Production Master Dave, and present Production Master Pam, thank you everyone again for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. As a special piece of bonus content from our Listen to Sassy special, we have our three players, Megan, Maggie, and Jill, along with guest production master Pam, here to play our fourth lightning round that we didn't get to in the regular episode. That lightning round's title, In the Attic. Maggie, do you have a guess as to what this is going to be about?
Like I said, I was hoping it was going to be about flowers in the attic, but it could be about toys or records.
Absolutely. This is going to be about the mass market toys that sassy readers played with as kids in terms of the time we're dealing with here. We're going to have all our players tag team it, including Production Master Pam, who I'm told has not seen these questions or answers.
I have not.
90 seconds on the clock, but we'll keep going just to get all the questions in. Here we go. Pretty Sneaky Sis was a line from the TV ads for this game, which uses black and red discs.
Connect Four.
Brainy, Joker, and Papa are members of this community of mushroom dwellers.
The Trolls?
The Smurfs. This drawing tool lets you create with knobs and clear by shaking.
Etch-a-Sketch.
The PXL2000 was a Fisher-Price video camera that recorded on these.
Cassette tapes!
Every Cabbage Patch Kids is signed Xavier Roberts here.
On their butts.
A robot voice would say the words you typed aloud into this educational toy.
See and say?
Speak and spell. The creator of the Rubik's Cube was born in this country.
Sweden?
Hungary. Strawberry Shortcake's baby sister has this name.
Oh, her baby sister, is that Blueberry Popsalot?
Apple's Dumplin'.
Oh, yeah.
Collectible toys are a selling point of the Happy Meal at this fast food chain.
McDonald's.
This line of characters includes Good Luck, Funshine, and Tenderheart.
Care Bears.
Jerrica Benton transformed into Jem using this holographic computer.
Oh, come on. I was just going to yell out, Jem, but you said, pass.
That's the pass.
According to the slogan, Weebles wobble, but they don't do this.
Fall down.
The board game Clue challenges you to solve his murder.
Pass.
Reels for this toy produced 7 stereoscopic pictures each.
Yes.
The Viewmaster.
Yes!
Millicent is the middle name of this iconic 12-inch fashion doll.
Barbie.
The Game Boy was a handheld video game console made by this company.
Nintendo.
Horseshoe Points was a mail order loyalty program associated with this toy line.
My Little Pony.
Plates, studs, and bricks are all terms to use to describe this Danish toy line.
Legos.
Easy Bake Ovens cooked treats using this heat source.
A light bulb.
Princess Leia was among the action figures inspired by this movie series.
Star Wars.
Star Wars for Pam. Hot damn. Star Wars.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Wow. Great round, everybody. Only one pass, and perhaps someone else on the panel knows. The board game Clue challenges you to solve whose murder?
Mr. Body.
Mr. Body is correct. Very strong round for everyone. Just remember, they only got 5 bites of the apple for this whole thing. Megan finished with 20. Jill had 30. Pam and Maggie tied with 40 each.
Nice.
Right on.
What's Jem's computer's name?
Oh, Synergy.
Yeah, what is Jem's computer's
name? Synergy.
Synergy.
I forgot to write down. That was another pass.
Glad we got to do that. And thanks again for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show.
Woo. Oh,